You know, it's a new year, new Zman, and we're going to talk about tonight. It's such a new breakthrough in my mind and such a new understanding of Mamish, what the Rambam says. It's just, I read that Rambam literally 100 times. It's like Mamish, it's so obvious what he says, I just can't be Masig. Didn't understand it till now, and it's one of the certainly most important insights of Yiddishkeit. You know, some of the questions here are so obvious and so compelling, they really are mind-boggling, that, you know, to say something really significant to answer. The first question is, what is this nisoyin for Lech Lecha? What kind of nisoyin is Lech Lecha? You know, people today, if God forbid, Rachmanis Litzlan, a person doesn't have a child, on the possibility that there's a fertility doctor somewhere that they could have a child, will move, give up a parnasa, change his country. In fact, I know people who mamash have moved out of the country because the fertility was even more reasonable. He couldn't afford it here. And there's no guarantees in fertility. It's a possibility. That's what any human being kamat does. Rachman Litzon doesn't have children. A man is 75 years old. He has no children. The Ribbono Shel guarantees him. You go there, you're not going to have children here. He's going to run. He's going to run if he loses money. And on top of that, Hashem says, I'm going to make you wealthy also. And not only that, as Rashi says, the derech is memayed, a person's reputation, and a person still leaves. He goes to another place, he gives up, I may have a child. Here he has a child, he's going to be fabulously wealthy, and he's going to be famous. That's an assignment. You know any human being in the world who wouldn't do that? The whole thing makes no sense. There's no human being with any limited even intelligence who doesn't understand it's worth it to do it, to have a child. So what kind of nisayin is Lech Lecha? Question number one. Question number two is, how come, according to most of the Rishonim and Ovis, that Lech Lecha is the first nisayin? Now it's Ur Kasdim. That's nothing. Jumped into a fire, gave up. That's nothing. Lech Lecha is a nisayin. Besides, the first question is, Lech Lecha doesn't sound like a nisayin. Giving up our life, I don't know a lot of people who would do that. That's not even an assignment of Avraham. That's not an assignment of Avraham. Furthermore, Rashi tells a very interesting thing at the end of last week's Parsha. Rashi says that Avraham was 75 when Hashem talked to him, Lech Lecha. Terach was 70 when Avram was born, which means at the time of Lech Lecha, Terach is 145. Terach doesn't die till he's 210. So what does the Torah tell us? That Terach died. Vayomas Terach b'choron. Rashi says, well, it doesn't look good. He's been Mekayim Kibud. He's not been Mekayim Kibud. He has this older father of 145 years old, and he left him over there. Let's make believe he's dead. Vayomas Tarech Bechorin. He's not really dead. Rishoyim are called dead. I mean, Hashem told him to do it. That's not an answer. Hashem told him to do it. He didn't go here because Hashem didn't tell him. No, that wouldn't be an answer. Well, we're hiding it. And what does that do? What does that do? What is our answer to that, Kasha? For the unlearned, maybe a few people you can fool that they didn't do the math. But any person who's a Yodea Sefer does the math and knows that he's alive. If he's alive, so how did Hashem say, don't do Kibbut Av? And if the answer is, if Hashem tells me not to do it, of course I don't have to be Mechabed my father, so let the Torah say that. What are we afraid? They're going to have a complaint on Hashem? What are we worried about? The people who are going to find out that Hashem said something doesn't make sense. Well, he did say something that doesn't make any sense. So who are we hiding it from? Why not give the answer? Hashem said. If it's a good answer, say Hashem said. If it's a bad answer, then what is our answer? Why? How does Hashem say? Go ignore your elderly father. And Stam, the whole thing makes no sense. We have Lech Lecha Me'artzecha L'Tovoscha Hanoscha. So the Torah gave us two words to tell us this is for your pleasure and your benefit. Let's take out those two words of the Torah. I take it. Hashem says go. Hashem says go. And he tells him, in Pasuk Beis, you're going to be a great nation. You're going to be wealthy. Agad l'shemecha. You think Avraham will be smart enough to figure out it's in the self-interest to go? Let's take the words lech lecha out of the Torah. Hashem says, the lecha. Lech, go. The eschol goy godol. That's sentence one. Sentence two. The eschol goy godol. Vavarechecha v'agadosh. Hey, this is pretty good. This is tovos chahanosli. And it's like a fabulous. So what do you need the word lecha? Maybe Avraham's going to tune out of the second pasuk. Let's take the, I mean, every word in the Torah has to say something. The Torah, this is for your benefit and your pleasure. Let's take that word out now. Hashem says, go. And then Hashem says, this is going to happen. Is Avram smart enough to figure out this is going to be in his interest and good for him? Of course. And not only that, he sees, Hashem is telling him what the greatness is. So then what is it we need the word lecha for? Why can he say, go, and I'm going to do all these things, and he'll know this is unbelievable, hatova for him. Why does Hashem need in Pasuk 1 to foreshadow what he's saying explicitly and enumerating in Pasuk 2? Go, and you're going to get... That's not a problem. So he said everything. So why did Hashem need to add the word lecha? Because as he hears the word lech, he's going, no, I don't want to do that. And he's not going... There's one conversation. He understands. Go, and this is what's going to happen. Unbelievable here. A kasha that my Rebbe asked many, many years ago. The Rambam begins Hilchos Avodah Zarah with a little Jewish, history lesson. Where did Avodah Zarah come from? You know where Avodah Zarah came from? Avodah Zarah came because there was Dor Enosh, and people started doing idolatry because they thought that Hashem would want them to honor his celestial body like a king. He likes very much. You should give kavod not just to him, but to all his kingdom and all the people and all his important officers. And then after a while, they started forgetting that to serve Hashem, it's all about, maybe this itself is good enough. This just serving the idol itself is good enough. That's his history lesson. That history is totally irrelevant. After all that history, there came a man, Noach. The man called Noach, what happened with the man Noach? He was a tzaddik tamim. Afterwards, there were people who did Avodah Zarah, but we have no reason at all to think that had anything to do with Dor Enosh. Dor Enosh was Adam's grandson. So whatever nisyonis, or whatever conflicts that people had at the time of Avraham Avinu, after Noach, had nothing to do with Dor Enosh. We don't know how they started getting into idolatry, why they started. So why is the Rambam talking about that for? It's just a lesson in Jewish history. This is Sefer and Halacha. What is the Rambam telling us over here? It's not just that it's that, it's an even bigger question. That's irrelevant history. That's history of before Noach. After Noach, there's all new questions. We don't know how from a Noach Tzadik Tomim comes over the Avodah Zarah. So go tell us how it started. It's a good kasha, but don't tell me because what happened in the time of Enosh. What is the Rambam coming to tell us? I have a kasha that I think is a shtickle unbelievable also. Noach, the Gemara says, 120 years built the Teva. And he was Moicha B'nei Dor. And he told him, by the way, you know what's going to happen? Hashem is going to be Machra of the world. And he's a sincere person. He's working day and night for 120 years, so he believes what he's saying. He's also, his behavior is exemplary. He's a tzaddik tamim, right? How many people in 120 years was Noach Makarev? Zero. Zero people. Not one person got into this teva other than Noach. 120 years of being moichiach, being a tzaddik, being an example, sincere, Not one person. Avraham Avinu is Makarev tens of thousands of people. What's the difference? What's the difference? That's a very strong, I think, a very strong question. Not in 120 years, not one person. Avraham, until 40, he was not Makir Zbora, the Rambam says. He was Makir Zbora at 40. So between 40 and 140, tens of thousands of people, the Rambam says. In 100 years of his life, tens of thousands of people. Noach, in 120 years, didn't get one person. And by the way, Noach also had a little stronger message than Avraham Avinu. Guys, there's some consequences waiting for us here. Serious consequences waiting for us. Which, you know, Rashi brings in there by Nineveh, Goyim or Krovei Tshuva. You frighten them enough, they're gonna do tshuva. But the main kasha to me that's brand new this year is, what was Avraham Avinu's message to the people? What was his message? He was Makir Boroi, and then he started going out with a message. Which mitzvahs were they obligated to do? At the time of Avraham Avinu, what mitzvahs that all of mankind was obligated to do? The seven Noahide laws. Okay, so he should be talking about the seven Noahide laws. This I just noticed Shabbos. That was Marafs and Ingrid to me. I mean, it's after learning it literally 100 times. He says like this. He went and informed the people near him, the nation. She'ein Roy Avram. I'm bringing the Rambam, Perek Aleph Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Hischil Odia La'am She'ein Roy Lavod El La'oka Olam. Should only serve Eloka Olam. The low Roy Lishtachavos, you should bow down to him. Ula Hakriv, to bring karbonis, ulinasech, and you should bring the wine libations. What was his message? Serve Hashem. How do you serve? Karbonis, bowing down, nesach. And then he says, keeps on going. And then after he was able to convince the people in his time, in his community, kivin shegavar alam b'ra'i Yosef. So of course the king only has one solution. I better kill him. Just reading the Rambam. And Hashem made a nest. He was Yotze L'Chorin. And he kept on going, L'Likros, B'Kol Godol, L'Chol Ha'om, L'Idiyam, that there's one God, L'Chol Ha'olam, V'Lo Roy Lavod, and he you should serve. It was before Ur Kasdim and after Ur Kasdim. He has one message. You should serve Hashem. Where in the Zion Mitzvahs does it say you have to serve Hashem? It's not one of the Zion Mitzvahs. You don't have to daven to Hashem in the Zion Mitzvahs. You don't have to bring one korban to Hashem. You don't have to bring one hishtachavoya to Hashem. You don't have to bring one wine libation to Hashem. Why is the Rambam, why is Avraham Avinu giving this message? What is he talking about, Avraham Avinu? What is this message? What is he talking about? What is the Rambam telling us? If we would have thought about it without the Rambam, we should say, Avraham Avinu went, there's one God who created the world, and these are his truths, and you better start doing his truths. Let's stop this licentiousness. Let's stop this robbery. Let's stop this, okay, Avodah Zarah too. Let's stop beating Eiver Min HaChai. Not a word about that. He says his whole message is, bow down, bring korbanos. Nesachim. That's nothing to do with the Zion Mitzvahs, and there's absolutely no chiyuv to do this. What is he talking about here, Avraham? Say it like this. Let's begin by explaining what Lech Lecha is. There's so many implications here, and it's going to be such a whole new revelation of what you read this Mitzrayim here is. Which is a kasha, I can't tell you how many years it's bothered me. Arami oyved ovi, Lavan wanted to kill Yaakov. Vayered Mitzrayma. What shaychus does Arami oved ovi have to do with Vayered Mitzrayma? It's a gap of, I don't know, 50 years, 100 years, but the two events have nothing to do with the other also. Right? Arami oved ovi, Vayered Mitzrayma. That's Parshas Vidui Bikurim. What does that mean? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't read. Harami Oved Avi. Lavan wanted to kill Yaakov. Vayered Mitzrayim. There's a gap. The two things are totally unrelated. The pshat's like this. It's just to begin. Let's get pshat in the pasuk first of all. What is the Nisayan of Lech Lecha Me'artzecha? In the sign, what does the words Lech Lecha Me'artzecha mean? Go away Me'artzecha Me'moladetcha Me'beis Avicha El Oretz Asher Arecha. So what did he first, what did he tell him to do? Go away from your land that you live, Me'artzecha, from the place you were born, Me'beis Avicha. That's the exact reverse order. He didn't tell him to leave his country, and after you leave your country, you grew up and leave your father's home. The order is exactly the reverse of what it should be. He didn't first leave Iraq and then leave Ur Kasdim and then leave his father's house. First he left his father's house. So the pshat in the pasuk, just the translation of the pasuk, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha means emotionally detach from Iraq, which is the first, which is a person's attached to his country. Chena mokam al yoshvel. Emotionally detached from the second thing, which is moiladetcha, your city where you grew up, which you're more attached to. And the third is mibeis avicha, where your father's home. Lech lecha means go away, emotionally detached from your country of birth, from your city of birth, and from your father's house. That's what Lech Lecha is. So the first thing is, the Nisoyan of Lech Lecha has nothing to do with Veschos Cholagoy Godol. It is emotionally detached. Hashem was being mitzavah him to separate himself from his father's home. You have to separate yourself. That's the Nisoyan. The Nisoyan of Avram is the separation from his father's home. That's pshat in the pasuk. The Nisoyan is not going to Eretz Yisrael. This is what Hashem is telling him. Lech lecha me'artzecha. That doesn't mean leave Eretz Yisrael. It means exactly the opposite. Once you left Artzecha, then you've already done the rosh. Lech lecha me'artzecha means get out of the environment from which you were, the country. And then detach from the city. And that detach from your father's home. Lech lecha, the Nisoyan is get away from your father's home. And you know what? L'tovoscha l'hanoscha. Our question was, the pasuk says, we're not talking about going to Eretz Yisrael. The Nisoyan of Lech Lecha has nothing to do with going to Eretz Yisrael. It's Lech Lecha me'artzecha moladetcha beis avicha, which there's no other way to read that pasuk other than what? Emotionally detached from your country, your city, and your father's house. That's the only way to read those words. Because if it means physically leave, and once you physically left Artzecha, you've already left Moladetcha and Beis Avicha. So it means detach from Lech Lecha, that's for your benefit. Which means the Nisoyan was, it's for your benefit. To leave, to be emotionally detached from Terach is your benefit. So the first Kasha stelt a tremendous Kasha. Do you think this would be too hard for Avram? I just read over the Rambam that when Avram was starting to overcome everybody with the proof of the existence of God, so what happened? The king wanted to kill him. How did the king want to kill him? Who reported him to the king? His own father brought him to the king. You understand, a father who just brought you to a king, it must be and not only that, who actually tried to kill you, your father brought you to a king that wanted to kill you. And not only that, he threw you into a, it wasn't just he wanted, he actually killed you. You were saved miraculously. The Rambam says it was an S. And your brother died. You better emotionally detach from him. I mean, this is a real Nisoyan, right? You can just imagine, you know, if our father cuts our allowance, you know, doesn't buy me a nice enough car when I get married, doesn't give me enough money when I get married, and not a big enough apartment, I'm already emotionally detached from him. Everything he did the first 25 years of my life means nothing. He didn't treat me now. So there's now a new thing. He's telling Avram, go detach from your father. What does that mean? Doesn't make sense. I'm saying the pshat in the pasuk, lech lecha, means detach from your father. He needs to be told to detach from his father. It's unbelievable that he should even want to talk to his father. His father mastered him. If his father mastered him, and he was actually executed, except he was miraculously saved, and his brother died, what kind of feelings do you think he would have? What kind of feelings would we have for our father in those circumstances? I mean, no matter how many years you're sitting on a psychologist, lying on the couch, and talking about all the avlas your parents did to you, I don't think any of us would be able to have avlas like this. That's not a small avla. A small avla. I mean, this is a guy who hates his father. It's a nest. He doesn't hate his father. He doesn't want to kill his father. It's not, you have to tell him, no, no. And this is an Nisoyan. This is an Nisoyan. This is an Nisoyan. The pshat's like this. This is an unbelievable vorder. I tell you, it's going to be chedushim after chedushim, but pshat. The Ron in the Drushas asked a very interesting question. He asked like this. What was wrong to marry the daughters of Ham? Benos Canaan. The others said, don't marry a daughter of Canaan. Go better to Terach. This father, who here the Torah says, I'm adding this part of the question, this father who the Torah says emotionally detached from him, if you want to, when your child has to get married, you better go back to your father's family. That's my kasha. The Nisoyan is detached from your father, and of course he's a good for nothing, as most of us understood. But if you want to get married, you better, these are the most best people. So the Ron doesn't ask the kasha that way. That's my hosofa. His kasha is not. I mean, what's as bad as the Benos Kanan are, you're going back to Terach as an Oyved Avodah Zarah. You're going back to then Yitzchak when he needs, goes back to Lavan, who's also an Oyved Avodah Zarah. That's the Ron's kasha. The Ron says like this. So a Hesber, but he says a very interesting word. He says the character traits that Terach had were very good character traits. The character traits that the Benos Kanan had, that Kanan had, were bad character traits. He says, they also did Avodah Zarah Terach. He says that's in the Nefesh. He doesn't, I'll give everybody, it's in Drush, it's very cryptic here. It's in Drush HaChamishi, and it's two big paragraphs. His basic word is like this. The character traits of Canaan go over to the children. The character traits of Terach don't go over to the children. And they're good character traits. And the Avodah Zarah doesn't go over to children. I mean, we're not only talking about Avodah Zarah. What else are we talking about? Ramos, Ritzicha. This is the family we're looking for, right? This is the family that he's saying for a shidduch. Go to a Lavan. The Besuel, who's a Roitzeach, they murder. They were willing to do murder. There's a Oved Avodah Zarah. Pinesius Abayas, I took out the Avodah Zarah tonight. Yaakov was 20 years by his father's house, his father's house, and there's still Avodah Zarah. The Ron says, I want to give what I think the Ron is saying here. The Ron is saying is, Terach was a great human being. Terach believed in the greatness of the human being. He believed that a human being is great. I'll discuss what his Avodah Zarah issues are. He believed the human being is great. He believed, and he acted, for the most part, in a very great way. Yeah, we all have chesronos, but he was a great human being. I mean, the Ovis Oilam are looking to make a shidduch with a Terach and a love because they're great people. Benos Kenan, Kenan are Am Hadoim Lechamor. They're donkeys. They're donkeys. These are human beings, and these are donkeys. What's I? They're also of Avodah Zarah, Terach. What the Rambam is saying like this. What the Ran is saying is like this. In Avodah Zarah, there are actually two aspects to Avodah Zarah. There's one Avodah Zarah is that the motivation to do Avodah Zarah is like the Gemara says, like Avdu Yisrael Avodah Zarah Lahatir Lahem Arayas. Avodah Zarah means there's no absolute truths. There's 50 gods, and therefore there's nothing that's really true. There's nothing that's absolutely true. There's no absolute truth. And therefore, I understand we have to regulate the masses and the herds, so we have rules and regulations of a civilization, but we're not talking about truth, because there's a myriad of gods, and therefore, if there's a myriad of gods, there's no absolute truth. This god holds this is right, and this god holds this is right, and therefore there's no absolute truth, because there's 50 different sources of truth. If there's 50 different sources of truth, there is no absolute truth, so it's only lifestyle. What do I gain by that? If it's lifestyle, I'll do whatever I want. Whatever I can get away with, I'll do. L'hitir Yisrael Avodah Zarah El'hatir Lahem Arayas. There's another sense of Avodah Zarah. And that's the Avodah Zarah of Dor Enosh. The Avodah Zarah of Dor Enosh was people who had this need for what? From almost the dawn of creation, they had a need of, they wanted to do sacrifices. They wanted to do sacrifices. In fact, the Rishonim say, the Ibn Ezra says, on Oz Huchal Likro B'Shem Hashem, people started davening. Ida Gemara says they did Avodah Zarah. Dor Enosh was did Avodah Zarah. The answer is that there was people, and that's the Sephorna says, and that's certainly the answer. It means there's this need, they want to be connected to God. They want to be connected to God. They want to have a relationship with God. Some people did it through serving the stars, the intermediaries of God with the Rambams. And other people, he said, I'll dive into God. And maybe other people actually even brought legitimate sacrifices. But the sense of Avodah Zarah didn't come that there's no truth and therefore I can do whatever I want. What was the sense of Avodah Zarah? The sense of Avodah Zarah is, I want to be great. The human being wants to feel great. He doesn't want to just be a mere human being. He wants to be connected to all of infinity, and he wants to feel an elevated sense of existence. And how do you feel an elevated sense of existence, a human being? You connect to God. Why do I want to connect to an intermediary and not to God himself? Oh, that's very simple. Because if I'm connected to a Borei Olam who's everything, then I'm a non-entity. If I'm connected to a Borei Olam with an intermediary, then I retain my own identity. I'm a great human being. I'm an elevated human being, and I have a relationship with the King of the Universe. Which means that the motivation of Dor Enosh was godless Adam, the greatness of a human being. A human being is a great entity, and he wants to feel great, and he wants to feel attached to greatness, but he wants to feel good himself. So therefore he wants a little distance. He doesn't want bittul, he wants to feel a tremendous sense of self. That's the difference between the Avodah Zarah of Dor Enosh and the Avodah Zarah of Stam Polygamy. Polygamy. One is they wanted to be connected to God. The others want to do whatever they want. That's two totally different motivations for Avodah Zarah. What the Ran is saying is that Terach's motivation for Avodah Zarah, even though he did Avodah Zarah, that wasn't that he lowered himself and made himself into a behemoth like the Bnei Kanan, because they weren't interested in doing behemoth behavior. The licentiousness of Zir Mesusim, Zir Mosom, and the Kemaisa Eretz Mitzrayim you shouldn't do, and Kemaisa Eretz Canaan you shouldn't do, that's because they acted like behemoths. Their Avodah Zarah was so that man could relate to his lowest common denominator and be a behemoth. Terach's Avodah Zarah of Avram's family, they did Avodah Zarah and it was terrible, But that avodah zarah was because they understood the greatness of man, and you're not really great unless you have some connection to he who's the king of the world. And therefore, that is the difference between Terach and between the Bnei Kanan, Benos Kanan. Therefore, Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu wanted to marry people who believed in the greatness of a human being. They're not tzaddikim, they're Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but they were committed to Adam is great. They weren't trying to act like animals to their lowest common denominator. They were trying to feel great without being batal. Therefore, their character was good. Therefore, they were very elevated people, except that they were interested in themselves, whereas the other people were interested in acting like animals. Just saying pshat in the run. The vort of lech lecha me'artzecha means you have to disconnect from this philosophy, which is a very noble philosophy of how great man is, how wonderful a human being is, and what makes a human being great is because he has a relationship with God. That is a very, very powerful and sense of greatness. And that's, by the way, a struggle that goes on through the generations. That's a struggle between Lavan and Yaakov. And Yaakov is afraid his kids are going to buy into this. Right? Arami Oved Avi. He's very, very concerned about this. But this is a real, because this is, and man is ennobled, man is wonderful, man is great, man is elevated, man observes a moral code which makes him a great human being, and he also has a connection to all of eternity. What Avraham Avinu is coming here to be Mechadish, and what the Torah is beginning here is, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Moladetcha means you got to get away from that. It's not about being great human being that has some connection to God, but he's great because our behavior makes us great, our standard of morality makes us great. What makes us great is because we're the avodim of Hashem. Lech lecha me'artzecha means it's letovoscha ulahanoscha. To be a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself is letovoscha ulahanoscha. To serve Hashem as an eved Hashem itself is letovoscha ulahanoscha. The ultimate greatness of man, or the ultimate feeling of pleasure and goodness, is not in I am great because I am observing the Noahide laws, and I'm a great human being because I'm sensitive and I'm caring about others and I don't steal from them, etc., etc. What makes me great is I'm his eved. I'm batal to him. That is the message of Avraham Avinu. The message is v'lo roi lavod. It's not about observing Zion Mitzvah. It is about it becoming an Eved Hashem. The tachlis of the human being is to understand that the ultimate our ultimate purpose is in being an Eved Hashem, being close to Hashem as his Eved. It's not about how the mitzvahs or even the Zion mitzvahs develop us as human beings, but it's about being his Eved. And that is letovoscha ulahanoscha. If you will separate from Terach philosophy, which is a very potent and a philosophy that kept people in an elevated state of existence, so much so that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov want to be mishadach with the family, because it's a very enticing philosophy, the greatness of a human being, if that's what motivates a person, you'll never become a Jew. In order to get to the next level, it has to be that the connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself is our sense of fulfillment. Being his Eved is our sense of fulfillment. What Avraham Avinu is trying is to move the world to the next level. The level is that it's serving him. The Zion mitzvahs don't require serving him. It's not about here that people should keep Zion mitzvahs. That's why we're misunderstanding the whole focus of Avraham. Avraham has one purpose. He wants to bring the world to its ultimate purpose, which is a chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Klal Yisrael. He's not interested in getting people just to do Zion mitzvahs. He's interested in bringing them to the level of what the world was created for. The world was created for one purpose, that we should be his avodim, that we should be close to him, we should serve him, we should bring karbonis to him, we should bring nesachim to him, we should be mishtachav at him. That is the tachlis, and that is the sense, and what the Torah is telling us here, that is the tovoschel hanoschel. The tov and hanov, the human being, is in being an Eved Hashem, and it's not in doing the right thing, and developing my character, and developing my perfection, and having a relationship with him. It is about being his Eved. The tachlis is being his Eved. And when Arami Oved Ovi now, is unbelievable. What is Arami Oved Ovi? Lovan and Yaakov have this struggle. Lovan is trying, Habonas Bonai, they have to buy into my philosophy. This is about, of course there's a Avodah Zorah in the house. We need a relationship with a God, that's of course. But it's about being an elevated human being. It's the accomplishments that I do through my activities and through my actions and through my perfecting myself. That is a very attractive thing and a very dangerous thing. Because if that's what it is, I'll never come to the next level. So there's the struggle. We only had one solution for that. What was the solution? Vayered Mitzrayim, we have to go through a process of avdus. What the Rambam tells us is that the tachlis of the human being was that they should be avdei Hashem, they should be serving him, is when you're struggling with a loven, what do you have to do? You have to become avodim. And eventually, if you become avodim, then you will come out of here as Mochar Tavdun Es Elokim Alahor Azeh. You'll take the Avdus experience and be Zoichet the Har Sinai, which is called in the Torah Mochar Tavdun. What is the schus of leaving Mitzrayim? Mochar Tavdun. You'll come to the ultimate sense of Avdus, which is Har Sinai. What the Torah is telling us here, what Avram is doing here is, Avram has one message. We have to feel that our tachlis is in being Hashem's Eved. That's the only way the world reaches a perfection. Let me put it another way. In the Zion mitzvahs, the goy that it does the Zion mitzvahs to the nth degree. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Yud. The Pasuk says, Hoy tzedokah teromim goy v'chesed lumchatas. The Pasuk starts, tzedakah elevates a person. The end of the Pasuk is, v'chesed lumim chatas, it's a sin. The Gemara reconciles it. The Gemara says like this, when a guy does tzedakah, it is a sin. Why? Because it's self-serving. Chesed lumim chatas is self-serving. When a person in the observance of the Zion mitzvahs at its highest level, it is only a self-serving thing. Everything they do is to make them feel good. A goy means a person who does, we're talking about the person who's mekayim the Zion mitzvahs. He cannot ever elevate himself beyond being motivated to make himself great. The chesed lumim, the tzedakah to romim goy is to a Jew. Because what we do is to be an Eved Hashem. The tachlis of the world isn't that we feel great, and it makes us feel we're great and elevated human beings from our accomplishments. It's being an Eved Hashem. That is the message Avram is getting out to the world. That the tachlis here is to be an Eved Hashem. The only way a person reaches a real closeness and reaches his purpose is by serving and being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the Torah is telling us here in Lech Lecha is that is the Tovoschel Hanoschel. And that's a huge nesayin. The Tovoschel Hanoschel, again, is not going to Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk is not talking about going to Eretz Yisrael. Lech lecha me artzecha moladetcha mi beis avicha el ha'aretz asher ara'echa means going, distancing yourself from your father, from your country, from your homeland, and from your father, which means emotionally detaching from Terach philosophy, will be letovoschel hanoscha. The Terech philosophy seems the opposite. The Tovos L'Hanoscha is in doing the right thing and feeling good about what you're doing. That's the ultimate good. That was Terech and all those after him, and we ran after to make a shidduch with them because that is an elevated human being. But that is not the purpose of the world. In order to reach the world should be a purpose, it has to be being an Eved Hashem. What HaKadosh Baruch was telling Avram, and this is unbelievable, that is L'Tovos L'Hanoscha. The ultimate feeling of pleasure and joy is in being an Eved Hashem. It's not that the result that I'm elevated because I have a lifestyle and I have a discipline and I have a sensitivity. It is because I am connected to Him, which is L'Tovos L'Hanoscha. Which is really the difference between Ur Kasdim and how it becomes not a Kash at all. This is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva, when they were taking him out to kill him, his Talmidim said, Rabbi, what's going on? He says, "Call the Gemara in Brachas Samach Alf on the days, Kol Yomai Hoyom Mitzdar, Hayisi Mitzdar, Pasuk Zem Mosai, Agil. When will I ever be able to reach a level of what? V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafshecha filu noitelis nafshecha. Which means what he's saying is that the act of being noitelis nafshecha was an act of what? He loved Hashem. He's doing an act of love. Afilu noitelis nafshecha. Is that a kiyum of avas Hashem? Is that done? Is that a person who's an oyev, is that L'Tovos L'Hanoscha? Is there a better feeling a human being has than being in love? Afilu no teles nafshecha is v'yohavta. He did it with love. It wasn't that he had to give up his life and, listen, you want it? Take it. It was an act of love. It was L'Tovos L'Hanoscha. That's what it's saying. It was ava. When Rabbi Akiva gave up his life, he felt Ava, the same joy that we feel when we're oy of something or we're oy of somebody. We feel a sense of Ava. In Noitelis Nafshecha, there was a feeling of Ava. If there's a feeling of Ava in Noitelis Nafshecha, there's a feeling of Ava. That's after L'Tovos L'Hanoscha. Ur Kasdim was, he took my life, okay. I gave up my life. It's a very wonderful thing to do, but it has no shaychus to being a Jew. Therefore, it's not one of the Nisyonis. It's not mentioned in the Torah of the Farish, because what the Torah is being mechadish here, Yiddishkeit starts with becoming his Eved, which the Lech Lecha, the being detached from any sense of self, but just being his Eved, is the Tovos L'Hanoscha. That's the beginning of Yiddishkeit. We feel at Hatova in serving him and doing what he wants. Bato Ritzon Chomit Ne Ritzono. That itself is the Tovos L'Hanoscha. It's not the result that I become great. It's being attached to him is the feeling of Ava. What Rabbi Akiva felt was Ava. He's giving his life. It was a Chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was in the throes of Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving his life. It was a kiyum of Avos Hashem. There's no shaila that Ur Kasdim was not Ur Kasdim. He let himself die. It wasn't an act of loving Hashem. He wasn't shaykh to that whole thing at that time yet. He understood he didn't want to deny Hashem exists. Take my life. But it wasn't an Avos Hashem. This is an act of total Avos Hashem, Rabbi Akiva. That starts with Lech Lecha. The beginning of being a Jew is Lech Lecha, being detached from the philosophy that it's about being great. Zion Mitzvah is great, and I'm a great human being, and said, of course I need it. You can't be great without some relationship to a deity. Dor Enosh and human condition feels that you, there's a, you're a finite thing, you can't feel great. You're finite, but you have some connection to an eternal deity, then you're great and you feel good about yourself and you're a perfect and elevated human being. It's a great philosophy. And it's probably the highest way a goy can live. But that's only being a goy. A Jew is the greatness of the human being as being his Eved. And when the Torah gives an accolade of the greatest Jew that ever lived, Moshe Eved Hashem. That is the, and that the Torah is telling us that's l'tovoscha. That was Avram's test. This is l'tovoscha anoscha. I'm not trying to keep you down. It's lech lecha. You have to detach yourself and understand and doing my rotzen is l'tovoscha anoscha. If Avram did not reach a level, or God forbid, would not do that l'tovoscha anoscha, he wasn't mekayim lech lecha. That's an unbelievable thing. Being in Eved is l'tovoscha anoscha. That is the Nesoyin. It has literally nothing to do with the second pasuk. It's clear if it had to do with the second pasuk. You leave out the word lecha. I want you to go and you're going to get these rewards. That's what you're going to get for going to Eretz Yisrael. Khan, you won't have children and there you'll have... Yeah, Eretz Yisrael is a great place to be. But the lech lecha is on the detaching from your father, from the country, and then from your city, and then from your father's house. That's the lech lecha. That's the unbelievable lech... Why is that for my pleasure? Because the ultimate pleasure that a human being feels is in being connected, and the ultimate tova is in being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in his own self, of his sense of self. That's what the Torah is telling us here. Again, what the Torah is telling us here is that the tachlis of a human, that Avram's tachlis is that he has to detach himself from his father. It's a very powerful thing that started already in Dor Enosh. A human being has to be great. And even if you do everything right, you do the Zion mitzvahs, it's still all about you. Zion mitzvahs is all about you. It's that you feel great. It makes you feel like a great human being. And therefore you give tzedakah, you do everything, but it's all about you. That's what Zion mitzvahs are. Avram has to get to the next level. Because as long as you're comfortable with this, it's going to be almost impossible to get a pleasure in the process of being an Eved. Because everything's all about you. And the tachlis of a Jew is being an Eved. What the Torah is telling us is, detach from that philosophy. Don't have a shaychus to your father. Because as long as you have that shaychus, just like Yaakov understands, as long as my children have a shaychus, the loven, it's bikesh loven lakar sakol. Because if we believe in that, then there will be no klal. That's what lakar sakol means. There won't be a klal Yisrael. It's only going to be a total society of observing Zion mitzvahs. Yeah, okay, you'll get rid of avodah zarah, but it's not going to be any more than Zion mitzvahs. It's all about us. We need to be an Eved. The tachlis of a Jew is that the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what makes us great. Not our sense of what we develop ourselves and perfect our character and do things. What makes us great? What makes us great is the relationship itself. The means makes us great, not the result makes us great. And therefore, when we were confronted with a grandfather loving on one side, there's a huge tragedy. We only had one solution after. There is no other solution because we're so aduk in the feeling of greatness. You're living there 20 years, growing up in the house. The children grow up in their formative years with the philosophy how great you are because you're developing yourself. Vayer and Mitzrayim. We have to become Avodim. We have to understand the joy and being in Eved. We have to be prepared to become Avodim and ultimately to have the joy of being in Eved, which is Mocher Tavdun Esokim Alaharazah. This is what Avram Avinu was trying to bring to the world. And therefore the message he has was not a Zion misses. The world gets destroyed. If Klal Yisrael is not Mekayim the Torah, and everybody in the world does the Zion Mitzvahs, what happens to the universe? Achzer Eschem L'Toyu V'Vot. Im Yisrael Mekablim Esatayra Mutav. Vim Lav Achzer Eschem. What do you need? Kabbal Esatayra. We're all doing Zion Mitzvahs. The world gets destroyed with Zion Mitzvahs because that's all about us. That's not about a real Kesher Takarish Baruch Hu. Avram's message to the world is not let's do the Zion mitzvahs. Avram's message to the world is be his come as Eved. Loi roi lava, loi roi lishtachvos, loi roi telenasech. Just so I can understand now why he was tremendously successful, why nobody before him was successful. Before him, they weren't selling the message of Terach. This is great. You're a great human being. You know what the message that they were selling? The message that we all sell in our homes. There's a God out there. Father, why Why do you have to do this? Because this is the way we do it. My house. In your house, you'll do what you want. I'm the boss over here. In my house, we do it like this. You get married, you'll buy a dog. In my house, we don't have dogs. You want to stay up late? In my house, we don't stay up late. That's the message we give our children. That was the message that Noach gave for 120 years. Listen to the language of the Gemara. He was moichiach them. What is moichiach them? Criticize them. You're doing wrong. You're gazlonim. And Hashem's going to bring a marble to the world. Okay, that's a message. The message is there's a boss in the world, and you better listen to him. There's a boss, and you better listen. How inspirational is that to anybody? What does that mean to anybody? You're nothing. You're being controlled. Nobody bought in. I'd rather die than be controlled. Let me do what I want. He'll kill me. He'll kill me. Not one convert. Not one convert to the world. Avraham Avinu understood the only way you'll ever buy anybody, you'll ever get to motivate anybody, is you have to key in on a person's desire to be great. And there's the desire to be great is to be connected to He who is great. And therefore, it's all about Avodah. It's all about Avodah. Yes, other people afterwards borrowed off that message. A Terach began and a Lovin began. We can be great in Zion Mitzvahs. Be great. We don't need Avodah. We'll be Mashlim ourselves. We're elevated human beings. We don't really need Avodah in what makes us great. Okay? But that was not the message till then. The message of Noach was, you're nothing, and I'm the boss here. And you know when you give that message, what happens? You're nothing, and I'm the boss. You're not going to motivate one person. You're not going to motivate, literally, not one person will be motivated. I mean, it's true terrorist society, what do you call that? Another word, terrorist society. What do you call that? A society that's a totalitarian state. Yeah, if you start cutting off people's hands, they're not going to steal. I mean, if you start cutting their hands off on the spot, they're not going to steal. But if you just say, there's going to be a jail and there's going to be this, of course people are going to steal. Nobody wants us to be controlled. No, Adamarishan didn't want to be controlled. 120 years of being moicha, that's the language of the Gemara. He was moicha them. He was moichiach them. The Ravid really understands this also. The Ravid asks, what was the greatness about Avraham Avinu? Why didn't Shem and Aver be moicha? He only asked the Kasha, be moicha. Because until Avraham Avinu, the philosophy was, you got to be Mekayim Zion Mitzvahs. And some did it in a very not good way. You know, you do this, or he's going to kill you. People would rather die. What Avraham understood, the only way you ever buy anybody into anything is when you key them into wanting to become great. And that's the human condition felt that from the time of Enosh. People wanted to feel great. They made a mistake, and their sense of greatness was through feeling good about what they did and some connection to a deity. So that was a mistake. But they're keying in. They want to be great. In fact, Chazal tells on the day that Adam Arishan was born, he was makriv a korban. Kain v'hev or makriv korbanos. That is because a person wants to feel connected to a deity that makes him feel good. That Avraham Avinu understood. That's the message you have to get out there. If you don't have the message, that nobody's going to buy into it. It's not about, you want people to do Zion Mitzvahs, you make them feel great. And by the way, that's the message in our homes also. It's a huge mistake if you think the message in a home is to a child, this is the way we do it, and therefore you have to do it. The message is, you have to make a child feel he can be great. And you have to figure out what his greatness is. And then, yeah, if you do certain aberrant behavior, it'll take away from your feeling of greatness. But you have to key in and give him a vision of who he can become. The yesod of Avraham Avinu was to give avodah. If there is an eved, you can become great, because that is the greatness of man. There were other people who also understood the greatness of man, but to them, the greatness of man was in doing Zion Mitzvahs. Okay? That's totally better than Chum. They did Avodah Zarah to become Behemoths. The other people did Avodah Zarah, because they understood you need some connection to feel great, but I'm great because I'm doing Zion Mitzvahs. That's elevated people. That's people that it's kedai to make a shidduch, and those are people that you could build eventually klai. So as long as you detach yourself from that feeling that greatness is my feeling of my accomplishments, my perfection. what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him was, you have to get away from your father. You have to get away from your father. So Akasha was. I mean, that's what so tell him, get away from his father. Get away. No, make believe his father's dead. What it means is like this. Get away from your father. And this is also a huge lesson in life. You don't like your children's chaver. Can't play. Don't play with that kid anymore. Don't play with him. That's never going to work. The kid's going to be resentful. Your son's going to feel the pressure of putting down another child. When you want to get somebody away from somebody, you give them something to do. I'd love to play. You know, tell me, but you have something to do. Don't never tell it. Listen, this I think is the best thing for Bali Tshuva. You know, we deal with a lot of Bali Tshuva. You know, your friends call you up, hey, we're going to the movies Friday night, we're going to a tray for it. No, I don't do that anymore. That's what you tell them. I don't do that anymore. You have enemies. They stop inviting you. There's hostility, and some people won't even be strong enough to withstand that. Every time you want to break away from somebody, you never break away from somebody. I'm sorry, I'm going to synagogue tonight, or I'm sorry, I have a chasna, or I'm invited out. You never, ever say, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Not saying anything to do, a person can't. Most people themselves won't. You want to know what the group dynamics when you tell a person, I'm now religious and I don't do that. There's a break of friends for 35 years, don't talk to each other anymore. They feel put down. A lot of people themselves, the Bali Tshuva can't even withstand that. The message is never, I have nothing to do with you. The message is, I have something to do. I'm sorry, I like you, but I'm busy tonight. I have something else to do. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you have to break away from Terach. You will never, as long as by you, it's the greatness of Adam, you're never, ever going to be able to break away from a Terach. You know what? I'm telling you, you have to emotionally detach yourself from him. So he's not really telling Avram that, he's not telling Avram not to be Mechab. You Russia, I'm not going to be Mechab. No, that's not the issue. The issue is that I have things to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me in Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me. Of course he's telling him to emotionally detach from him. But it's not to give the message to Terach, I have nothing to do with you. So what the Torah by telling us that he's dead is that that's not the message Avram gave. The message to Terach wasn't that, Pop, I can't have anything to do with you anymore. Yeah, it's a second-rate lifestyle. It's a second-rate level of godless. The message that he gave his father is I'm involved in something else. The Torah wrote the message that way so that it shouldn't look like he's not being mechabed his father, that he's doing an act of ikavah to his father. It's not an act of ikavah to his father. It's an act of I'm involved in something else. Like a father needs, Hashem needs me to do something else. And it's not that Hashem is telling him don't be mechabed his father. It's telling him, Hashem is be emotionally detached from your father. It's destroying you. If you will buy into your father's philosophy, it will destroy you. But I don't want you to be mevaza him and let him know you don't have anything to do with him. That's between you and yourself how to feel. That's what the Torah is saying. The whole yesod hereof, the parsha is Lech Lecha has nothing to do with going to Eretz Yisrael. The Nisoyan of Lech Lecha is L'tovoschel and Hanoschel of not having a Terech philosophy. A Terech philosophy, again, is godless Ha'odom. As the Ran says, these are wonderful people. These are people we have to be Mesharech with. There's only one problem. Kain Yid is not going to come from that philosophy. That the best it could be, at the best level, they become Bali Tshuva and they stop doing Avodah Zarah. But it's all about themselves. And therefore, it's a fulfillment of Zion Mitzvahs. In order to be a Yid, you have to become an Eved. And the godless of the Yid is that an Eved is a Tovoschel Hanoschel. It's an unbelievable Nisoyan for a person to feel the Tovoschel Hanosi, my Hanoa, my Toiva, is in being an Eved Hashem. That was an Nisoyan. That's a Gevaldik Nisoyan. To feel Toivin Hano in doing an act of Avdus, which is really the Medrash's question here. Is that a harder Nisoyan than the Akedah? Which is greater? Lech Lecha, the Medrash right here. Lech Lecha L'Eretz HaMoriah, or Lech Lecha, which is the greater? What do you mean? Here I'm getting this, this, and this, and there I'm taking my son. To become an Eved is the total Hizbatlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be L'tovos HaNoscha. And by the Akedah, by the way, the giving my son also had to be the son that I loved. And I had to do it not with emotional detachment, but giving my love for my son to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here it's in the total act of Avdus can a person feel the Tovos HaNoscha. That's what a Yid is. A Yid feels joy in being an Eved Hashem. I mean, that's what Avram. That's why Yiddishkeit begins with Lech Lecha. It's not about going to Eretz. Did he literally told me to go there? Of course he goes to Eretz Yisrael. That's an Asoya. He picked himself up and moved. We asked the Kasha 50 times better than that. It's only for his good. That's not the Nisoyan of Lech Lecha. The Nisoyan is Lech Lecha can be emotionally detached from the feeling of being good from your accomplishments and being his Eved. Can that be the Tovos HaNoscha? That's an unbelievable thing. Can you make that your Toiv and your Hanah? I want you to do that L'Tovos HaNoscha. Being close to me, following my Ratzon, Asei Bateo Ritzoyin Chomitnei Ritzoyinu, is that, can you feel the Tovos HaNoscha? Avram Avinu was Oyin Ben Nisoyin, and he felt the Tovoso Hanoso in being an Eved. And that's our legacy. That's where we start from. That's our goal in life, that being an Eved Hashem, the joy of the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the opportunity to be connected to He is the Enoid Movado itself, there's no greater pleasure in that. The fact that we're totally bottle and we have the opportunity to understand His Chochmah and to be connected to Him and to do whatever He tells us, the ultimate Tov and Hanah of a human being. The highest Tov and Hanah of a human being can feel is in the relationship, in the closeness, not in the sense of self that I'm a better person. That's goyish. That's the sign of Lech Lecha. And that's what Avram is selling to the whole world. Because Avram is not selling Zion Mitzvahs. Because if you sell Zion Mitzvahs to the world is going back with Toyu Vavoyu. He's selling one thing, Verlo Roy Lavot. The world has to have a sense of Avodah. And he had many people who bought into this. And they tried. And apparently they didn't take it to the next level. But Lo Roy Lavot. He only didn't talk about at all doing the Zion Mitzvahs. He talked about davening. He talked about Karbonis, Hishtachavoya, Nesachim. That's what he talked about. It's unbelievable because it's talking about the tachlis of the world is not that we should be great human beings from our accomplishments. The tachlis of the world, which gives the whole raison d'etre of its existence, is that we are great. Because we are his avodim, and the ultimate pleasure is in being his eved. And if you could be zoicha to the madrega of Rabbi Akiva, that is an act of avas Hashem. In being his eved, that itself, when he died, he felt the same joy and is delirious and joy as a person who's an oyev. It wasn't like Ur Kostim, take my life. That was a joy, because there's a joy in being an eved Hashem. Shabbos.